Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wow. Do we serve an awesome God? Wow. Had you rather be on the giving end or the receiving end? Well, we'd rather be on the giving end, but Jesus was on the main giving end. You know, this story we have, Dave started there in Luke today, which they went through verse 20. I think we'll just pick up there on Luke 21 and just go on to the end of that chapter. That's such a good chapter. You all saw and heard Dave talk about the first part of that, about the birth of Jesus. Well, let's just go on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you for the Word. That's where we learn about you and who we are and who you are and what we can do and everything. And we're so grateful for this Word of God. Now, Father, bless us as we read it and talk about it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just go on here and let's look at and see what happened after the little guy was born. The most awesome event in history. And, wow, look at this. 8 days later, when the baby was circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel even before he was conceived. Do you realize that this whole thing about Jesus, the Father and the Son, sat there somewhere out there in glory, who knows how many eons ago, and said, we're going to build us an earth, and we're going to put people on it. We're going to give those people the privilege to make their own choice. We want to make them just like us. We have the choice. We are free. As God, I am free to make any kind of decision I want to at any time I want to. So I'm going to build me an earth, and I'm going to put people on it, and I'm going to make them gods. That sounds like New Age, doesn't it? But you know what the Scripture says? He made us gods and put us on the earth. He told us that in two different places in the Scripture. Let me ask this question without Dave holding his hand up. How many of you know either one of the two Scriptures where God says you are God? We got one lady back there in the back held up her hand. That's the only one I see. Where is it? Somebody tell me. I want to know. Have you ever heard yourself? Have you ever heard God call you a God? I mean, I remember one day a young man called me from Waco. He said, Thurman, a friend of mine and myself was sitting here talking, and he said he'd just been watching Kenneth Copeland. And Kenneth Copeland said, we are gods. And he said, he just turned him off. He said, I ain't never going to listen to Kenneth Copeland again. So he said, he come over and said, you know, that Kenneth Copeland's crazy. He said, we're gods. He said, you know anything about that? And this man said, I don't know. But he said, I know a man in Dallas. Let's call him. Let's see what he says about this. So they called me. He said, Thurman, have you ever seen anything in Scripture that says that we are God? What do you think? You think we're gods? I said, you know, from my own flesh, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, but I'll let the Scripture speak for itself. He said, what do you mean? I said, let's turn to Psalms, I believe it's 86:4. Let's turn to Psalms 86:4, see if that's the right one. Psalms 86:4. Let's go see if that's right. I may be in the wrong place here. I hadn't done this in so long. Teaching is totally out of... How about Psalms 84:6? Let's try that. That's not it. That's not it either? Lord, let's try 82:6. I'm going to get it in a minute. Psalms 82:6. One more time. Let's go one more place. Psalms 82:6. I say... What? You are gods and the children of the Most High. You know the reason we don't ever get anything done? You know why we got a long face? You know why we don't do anything great? Because we don't know who we are. Somebody says, who are you? Well, this is something, I made a statement here a while back. I'm going to teach people things in the future that's going to be beyond your wildest dreams. There's a lady sent me a CD back this last week, and she heard me talk about these things, and she said, you know, you're one of the few men I've ever helped. Really heard talk about what really belongs to us in healing. Said, I thought you'd gone off of a deep end when you started talking about healing. But she said, I don't know a single person, this particular person, I don't know anybody that's ever seen a miracle until I got a hold of your CDs and DVDs. And she said, I hear about miracles all the time. Well, if you're a Christian and you ain't seen a miracle or a healing in your life, you don't really know nothing about your Savior. Do you, Rosemary? You've been there one time, hadn't you, girl? Yeah, once or twice. In other words, once you get a hold of who you are, you can pray the prayer of faith for people, can't you, girl? And you expect your God to show up because you now know that, what's that say? You are God's. He made us in the beginning gods and children of God. And then he gave us the earth, and we're to be gods over this world. And most of us don't act like God, do we? And you start talking about, do you know I'm a God? You know what most people say to you? You're crazy. You're a new ager. But what does the Word say? Does the Word say I'm a God? Who's making this statement? It says, I say. Who's saying that? God is. The Father. He's saying we are gods. And you're children of the Most High. Who is the Most High? God. Well, who's His Son? Jesus is the one, the major Son. This thing, somewhere out there in eternity, eons ago, they said, we're going to make an earth. We're going to make children. They're going to be gods. Little gods. You notice that's not a capital G there. We're little gods. There's only one capital G, the Father. But the Father and the Son was talking, and they said, we're going to make us an earth, and we're going to put people on it. We're going to give them the privilege. We're going to make them just like us in our image and in our likeness. We're going to give them the privilege to make a choice. They can serve or do whatever they want to do on earth. We're going to put no limitations on them. They can make a choice. We're going to make them gods. And Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit were talking, and he said, but you know they're going to sin. You know they're going to make the wrong choice. And so that means when they make the wrong choice, they're going to step out of their godhood, and they're going to be lost, and they'll die and go to hell, burn in hell forever. Jesus said, Father, I got an answer. I'll go down to earth. I will become a man, and I will pay the price for them so that they can still go to heaven if they will accept the free gift that I alone will be able to pay. There's not a handful of people I ever met that understands that. I ain't sure I understand it in its fullness. If I ask you, are you a daughter of the King? What are you going to say? Yes. If I ask you, are you a God? What are you going to say?
Yes.
Hey, you know that now, don't you? Because who said you're a God? God did. Now then, if he said it, now that somebody says, you know, that's only one place. Let's go to John 10:34. Jesus is talking in John 10:34. John 10:34. Let's go over there and see what Jesus is talking about. John 10:34. And Jesus replied, it is written in your own law that God said to certain leaders of the people, I say you are gods. The king said that, Eric. And we don't even have enough faith to lay hands on the sick and get people healed. We don't have enough faith to even walk holy and pure before God. We let the devil run our lives. We don't know who we are. You don't know who you are. When you get a hold of I am a God, and that all things that Jesus was given by the Father, he gave it to me on this earth, you think I can go around without laughing and being... You think when I walk through the ministry center, I'm constantly... What do I say as I walk through the ministry center? You've heard me say that a few times, haven't you, girl? Oh, praise the Lord. The other morning I walked through there, and I don't care if there's anybody there or whatever. I'm usually walking through, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I just want him to know I love him. And the other morning I walked by Kathy, and from the time I got to the door where she was till I got to the other door, I hadn't said a word. I'm quiet. And Kathy says, Pastor? And I stopped. I didn't know anybody's in the building. I said, yes. She said, I didn't hear you say praise the Lord. Well, normal people don't say praise the Lord every 5 seconds. But I ain't normal. I like to say praise the Lord because I know what he's done for me. Just look at that. Jesus replied, it is written in your own law. Is it written in their own law? We just read it, didn't we? In Psalms 82:6. That was the law he was talking about. Jesus replied, it is written in your own law that God said to certain leaders of the people, I say you are gods. Well, what's the next verse say, 35? What does 35 say? I say you are gods. Why do you call it blasphemy when the Holy One says unto the world by the Father, I am the Son of God? Oh, 36. Okay, 35. Oh, that's the one I was looking for right there. And you know that the Scripture cannot be altered. Now, that's serious stuff, isn't it, Tom? If Jesus replied, it is written in your own law that God said to certain leaders of the people, I say you're gods, and you know that the Scripture cannot be altered or the Scripture cannot be broken, is what the King James says. In other words, if I said you are God's, guess what you are? Now the next time somebody says, who are you? What are you going to tell them? I'm a God. I'm a daughter of the King of Kings. And you know what they're going to say to you? Christians. They say, you're a crazy girl. What do you do, get off into some New Age stuff? Is that what they're going to say to you? But I'm telling you, that's why whenever this man called me from Waco, he said, I heard Kenneth Copeland talk about this, and I turned to him off because I said he's crazy. Well, what do you think? Is he crazy? No. Was he quoting the Word? Yes. Was he standing on safe ground? Yes. Is there anything wrong with Kenneth Copeland? No. He's a man of God. And he teaches his people what the Word says. But, you know, most people. Let me ask you this question again. Now, when I asked that question a while ago, I saw one lady back there in the back hold her hand up when she knew she was a God. Yeah. But, okay, and when I asked for where it was, nobody knew where it was, I don't think. Yeah. Maybe that's what I did ask. But anyway, nobody knows where it is. Do we need to know where it's at? Is it important that we hide the Word in our heart, Tom? Because whenever the enemy says, now, wait a minute, you know you're not a God. Well, some of us, when somebody looks at us, I remember the guy one time, John Hagee. It was so cool. John Hagee was driving down the road, and a guy in an old Volkswagen with fenders falling off of it, the bumper hanging down on one side and everything else, he had a big sign across the back of it, Jesus is my provider. John Hagee said, I pulled up beside him at a light and said, take that thing and throw it in the trash and get away, or take that sign off one. He said, Jesus ain't your provider. If you're driving that piece of junk, you don't know who he is. Y'all see where I'm coming from? If Jesus is your provider and you're driving an old, wore-out, junky Volkswagen that the fenders are falling off and the bumper's falling off and it's all rusted out and everything, you don't really know who the King is. Because if you're really serving him, you ain't going to be driving that kind of a piece of junk. He's going to provide for you better than that. Do you believe that?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, You Are Children of the Most High God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.